Blog Talk Radio.
It's hip hop stock exchange radio.
It's a million. It's a million. Let's take a walk down the memory. Puffin' on the air while my niggas sit the Hennessy. Niggas claim we friends, but really ain't a friend of me. Try and hit my top in a drop like Kennedy. They just in the headshots, try and make their lead pop. I'm between the girl legs, try and make a bed rock. Plus they see me floss when I pull up at that red spot. Dad's got the game all locked like a dreadlock. Real tight, try and feed the fan with a mill weight. Cause I remember nights when I had to hold that steel tight just to get a dollar, hustle for a buck. Now I'm swimming in the money and I'm thinking this is luck. Tell me what it is, cause I just can't get enough of this feeling that I'm feeling, and it's feeling like a rush. Hush, this is secret society. Devil up my soul, demons try and keep their eye on me.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me. I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
I'm like the ladies with the stars. Immaculate conception, Brady with the yards, no interceptions. Order bulls on call for murder weapons. Awards of foreign cars all for time invested. A mill well respected. Holy Grail, that's white Hennessy. Rolling up Kundalini, that's that salvity. 36 ounces, all for my faculty. New York minute, gotta think rapidly. Planets in my solar system, holy gas for me. I could do a libation, ask spirits rap for me. I live non-fiction, yeah, import the facts for me. Time is my currency, yeah, fuck your salary. Black stutter, Freemason, pimp the matrix. So blatant, I track money, don't chase it. Birthstones floating all in my bracelet. Be my flowing, we the chosen, moving in a spaceship.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak.
He ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
Speak to me.
Get it, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my let's
play. Yeah, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. You know how we do every Wednesday night, man. It's what it is. We got a great show for you tonight. We got DJ Bobito calling in a minute. 7:30 dip set representative. You already know. Any artists definitely want to tune in to that. Got the rundown for you a little later. A lot of hot new hip-hop music. You know, that's what we do, man. Support indie artists. Play a lot of good music. Build on what's going on in the world. Interview great guests. Let's get straight to the heat.
Life in the city is not very pretty. It seems such a waste of your time.
Talk my shit, man. Tower in the sock, louder than a shot. Had the spot moving every hour on the clock. Let it blast till they put the tower on the block. With the ab, they gon' need a tower on the block. Stop, I'm off of Lionel Hamp. You ain't really got a chance. You'll get left in the woods if you try to camp. I'm hustling, end of this discussion. Stash box cause these cops be frisking you for nothing. Bugging, it's a pity, you nice and sedity. You ain't really built for this life in the city. The nights when it's nippy, icy and gritty. I was on my grizzly with the Frank White and the Biggie. I'm so New York, that's why I really know the sport. You go to Audubon, a cop, but you don't know the ball. I gotta laugh at your little lying ass. Must be going nut, nigga, you ain't got a pass. Right.
Tell niggas man to man, I used to go hand to hand. Hammer in the pants, put you in the ambulance. There was days I swore to God I ain't stand a chance. Me and my man had grams, not a plan. Mom said if you ain't got a job, then you not a man. Turned it to a rude boy, why you think I'm a shot of fan? I ain't got a dollar, I'll probably go rob the dollar van. Money is a superstar, yeah I'm a dollar fan. Childhood was rough, but nigga wild as the Taliban. 44 Magnum like Callahan. European bees with kits on them. Grew up on blocks with bosses that put bricks on them. Work move, gun shoot, dope boy lifestyle, smoke out the sunroof. Expensive ice on a gritty nigga. Yeah, that's the life in the city, nigga.
No discussion, I come from nothing. The stairs sleeping, barely eating, my stomach touching. Didn't believe well in hell we till I got concussion. Couldn't achieve my fuss and I had to leave like fuck and take the grown route. Gotta make my own route. Held the rock, never left the block till I was sold out. At 19, I heard the right dreams, but it was sold out. I'm Night King, rock nice things that they don't know about. Made they faces tight, leather band, faces bright. Like a plate of ice, you would've thought man was facing life. Argue the connect, like let me make it right. Shit, I'm loyal to my set like a faithful wife.
Hello.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, me, Linda.
What's going on, sis? How you been?
I've been doing good, doing good.
That's what's up. What's new in your world? What's new? What's going on in Philly?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Just chilling, hanging out with my family in Philadelphia.
I know that's right. I know. That's right. That's what we do. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, the God Ben Frank. Got the lovely Linda rocking with us, like you already know. Let's get straight back to that heat. We got DJ Papito calling in a minute. 7:30 dip set. Let's do it.
I'm a beast on the microphone, something like Stallone. Woo! I'm Rocky, I stay cocky, moving to find me. Right. Rolling in the spot, here where anybody find me. Coward talking trash, you can never even find me. I switched up the Cadillac, moving down the highway. East side, west side, do this thing like all day. Non-stop homeboy, we gotta get this payday.
I still rock it every day. Making moves on competition, yeah, we gotta get paid. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, north side, and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. Ayo, they loving it, man, they be loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, south side, and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. Ayo, they loving it, man, they be loving it. I got them leaning and rocking. Boy, ain't no stopping. Moving like the hands on the clock, keep on rocking. Till the break of dawn, yeah, that be the pedigree. Matter of fact, give me two shots for the energy. Look it up, I'm on the mic, man, I'm known to get it hype, man. Been on the street, and I've been there, my strike, man. It's non-stop, this is how I got it locked down. Damn, Mr. Holland, underground, hear my sound. Underground, wide like the internet, with respect. Worldwide, matter of fact, we gotta catch a check. Dollar sign, and all that we be seeing here. Putting it down, representing for the new year. And that's how it's gotta be, till I'm gonna be. But I can't stop, yeah, I got the adrenaline rush. I'm ready to crush, I'm holding down till I'm ash to ash to dust to dust. Yeah. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, north side, and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. Ayo, they loving it, man, they be loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, south side, and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. Ayo, they loving it, man, they be loving it.
Fire.
Swerve on these niggas. They ain't nothing like it.
Let's get it, baby.
They ain't nothing like it. How we grind, they ain't nothing like it. How we shine, they ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, they ain't nothing like it. You see me grinding, shining, you sidelining, hating on the whip that I'm in. Hating on that chick cause she climbing and whining on my pole for that dope, my diamonds. Blind them, shooters put them where they can't find them. Must I remind them, I'm as real as it gets in the field with a Morgan that we shield. Throw shots like rocks to your grill. Philistine giants get chopped with the guillotine. ROI the realest team and I am. For those who wanna know, Lakayim. Yeah, I get that dope, don't try him. That's your mission, Beretta spittin'. Leave your bones missing like buried treasure hidden. So listen to the words I say, cause this type of shit happens every day. But I ain't concerned with bragging, I let my aura talk. Living my life based on what the Torah taught. Just drove up the lot with that new Porsche I bought. Came a long way from shorts, now I'm taking off. How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like waiting in the kitchen. Couple minutes, breathe past. Is it hard? Does it glisten? Can I bag it with an addict? In the attic with syringes. I get money, boy, I'm adamant. You iffy. Already know, now be battered with the quick beat. Side flows, hot zone, I bring the spice beat. Then cop on, get on, this thing right, B. Approach the game, hold it and get a sight, B. Playing A and B with me, so I sight see. Ain't nothing like that flow we bout to bring, boy. Ain't nothing like the destination A for. They calling me the younger gun, my n***a hang, boy. How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like a jewel when you stunt. Shout out to the hustlers that get it a month. Shout out to the killers with the hammer by their waist. Screaming f*** the DA if they lawyer beat the case. Ain't nothing like trial when the n*** facing 15. Nothing like dirty money when you turn the s*** clean. Nothing like a 9 with the infrared beam. Nothing like pushing weight just to get cream. Nothing like a real nigga who you know is loyal. Cause the worst come to worst, they like water when they boil you. Ain't nothing like a coupe when they ride. Ain't nothing like a bed when she come to slide. Ain't nothing like a millie who you know to keep a roller. Shout out to my rolling loud, blowing killer. Nothing like a boss, think I'm Ricky Rose. And Frank and Dan, get their memo, could you tell them what I'm saying, what I'm saying. How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Swerving in my X5, yeah, ain't nothing like it. Sour in my Dutch, nothing like it. We the shit, you ain't gotta like it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're tuning into nothing less, none other than the Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's go, man. It's the kid DJ Instincts, Specialist CNT, Problematic Status. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Like you gotta be high.
All on my niggas, let me say,
you know.
Here we go. Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the
league. Here we go.
Let me get paid. Turn the mic on while I get paid. Hold on, my nigga, let me get paid. Turn the lights down, let me get paid.
Here we go.
Let me get faded. Me and Benjamin Franklin, it's like we related. Me and Mary Jane, we get so sedated. Long as you respect it, you can love it or hate it. It's the same old shit. If the rap don't work, then the can gon' flip. Just the juice bar nigga in the mango six. And my lango kick, and I bang my shit. Hold up, hold up, let me get faded. Roll up an ace for the sour high graded. Copy, but you just can't paste it. You can smell the weed, but you sure can't taste it.
Here we go. Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the
room. Here we go.
Let me get paid. Turn the mic on while I get paid. Hold on, my nigga, let me get paid.
Hey yo, I was young, I was getting my hair braided. Mama pulling on my scalp, I'm like, goddamn, I hate it. Now I'm sitting in the coupe, I'm like, goddamn, I made it. I ain't seen you in my life, how we goddamn related? That's why I get faded. No matter if I spit the hottest shit, I'm underrated. No matter if I fuck the hottest bitch, I'm still skating. We ain't dropping years, but our fans are still waiting. Got a new man and a baby, how the fuck you still hating? We ain't even touched down, but our numbers are still fading. Every day is our birthday on purpose, that's belated.
Yeah.
Every day is our birthday on purpose, that's belated. We get faded.
Here we go. Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the room.
Here we go.
Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded.
Yeah, let me get faded. You are now rocking with Sean, Jason, and David. We solid gold, these niggas is gold-plated. The only reason you still alive, I okayed it. Haha, yup, same old kids. Still in the hood on the same old script. Sticking to the story, yeah, the same old script. If your formula works, then don't change your shit. Hold up, hold up, let me get faded. Everything's for sale, but I prefer to keep the hazelin'. Ain't about money, might as well not even say shit. Get shot or get bladed.
Papito, what's good, best friend?
Hi, what's going on, brother? What's going on, man?
Man, so everybody knows working.
That's what I'm talking about, man. What you working
man,
on, man?
Been working over the last couple, you know what I mean? Over the last couple years, you know what I mean? Just to keep pushing. That's all I've been doing lately.
That's what's up, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, DJ Pop Ether rocking with us. Let everybody know, you know, how long you've been holding it down the game and what crew you're from and, you know, what you're all about.
Man, actually, man, I got on Twitter like 2011, right? The first DJ that I've ever spoke to was DJ King Assassin. Even though I had the inspiration for just music in general, he got me into the radio scene. You know what I mean? I was working on his station for like 6-7 months. You know what I mean? Just to kind of get the feel of everything, you know what I mean? And basically a lot of things just took off from there. You know what I mean? I was originally a producer first, then I got into the DJing aspect of the whole music industry itself. You know what I mean? 2012 roll around. The infamous. You know what I mean? I had a couple, you know what I mean? Like, I had DJ Johnny O hit me up, you know what I mean, around the 2012 era for me to be a part of the Nerve DJs. You know what I mean? I worked with them, you know what I mean? I just been with them for, like, the last 2 years. I got other affiliations overall. You know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? That's just been it. You know what I mean? The first artist that I even got a chance to put on a mixtape was Hurricane Chris. Then it ended up leading to Missy Elliott. Then it just ended up leading to Bigger and Better Things. As far as the whole 730 situation, they hit me up in about June of 2012.
Nice.
It was just the promotions manager that just hit me up and was like, "Ah." I mean, we discussed a few things, and then after that, that's when everything was just straight up tissue.
That's what's up, man. Hard work pays off, you know?
Yeah, man. Not only that, though, too, investments pay off as well.
Right. Definitely, man. You've been in the game for a minute, man. How you feel about the current state of hip-hop right now?
Man, it's just succeeding to a lot of things right now. And as far as the independent game goes, it's a lot of things that disrupt the industry itself.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, honestly, if it was back in the 1990s to the 2000 era, everybody was working for everything. Now it's just like everybody want to get put on for nothing.
That's real.
You know what I mean? Like I said, I've been seeing it over the last year. There's some change now. It's like, yo, if you want to come into the game, you got to have a business aspect of everything.
Definitely.
Not only that, though, too, there's other parts to take in along with having that network as well.
That's real, man. What are some of the destructive things you mentioned earlier, talking about earlier that's going on in hip-hop right now?
Man, like, honestly, it seems like everybody wants something for nothing.
That's real, though, man.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? With the, like, you know what I mean? Back in the day, you know what I mean? Like, for me talking to MC Shan on Twitter, to me talking to a lot of hip-hop icons, that actually worked for everything, it just kept inspiring me to, like, yo, keep pushing, don't give up. Everybody's going to get there, but it's not going to be overnight. For me to even get this far where I'm at in just a year and a half is crazy.
That's real.
Yo, you start off the right way, you just got to continue the right way.
What are some of the things that any artist needs to know about how they should go about submitting their music to DJs nowadays?
Nowadays, it's either you got to go through a record pool. That would be the easiest way. Or it's the proper approachment. Those are the two key important things. A lot of artists see that DJs support independent artists, but expect DJs just to listen to their music, or expect us to provide an opportunity when, you know what I mean? And it's just like, or some artists are just disrespectful. I have to put that out there.
Speak your mind.
I have to put that out there because I've dealt with artists that are very disrespectful towards DJs. Honestly, that ain't cool.
Explain what you mean.
That's a bridge and a half right there that's already burnt.
What are they doing that's disrespectful? Explain to the people. Let them know.
Honestly, like, they're either approaching incorrectly, like, oh, you got to listen to this, or you got to play this, or this is the hottest thing out, whatever. Or you got some that want to disrespect the DJ, say, F a DJ. What? Hold the hell on.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
That's real, man.
I've seen all this, and I said, fuck a DJ. I'm like, huh? You want to say that directly to me? Oh, nah. Goodbye. Have a nice fucking day.
Artists need to build good relationships with DJs nowadays. You know, very important. Very important in the game.
Man, yo, you do not, basically, in order for you to build good relationships, you got to earn your respect in this business. Somebody ain't just going to give you respect right off the rip. It's either you got to, yo, you just got to prove. It's a show and prove.
Right.
You can't be cocky. If you just starting out in the game, you can't be cocky at all. Because then nobody just ain't going to, anybody is just not going to respect you. Point blank.
That's real.
Man, they choose to assume things that they really don't know about.
That's what we're here for, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Definitely give you the real. DJ Papito rocking with us. We're going to play some heat. Come back, chop it up. You know how we do. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Let's go.
All my
money.
Let's get it
back. Oh, yeah. Ain't no phonies in my solar system. Ain't no fake phonies in my solar system. They ain't talking money. Let them moonwalk. If they phony, let them moonwalk. They ain't about it. Let them moonwalk. You got haters, let them moonwalk. No phonies in my solar system. No fake homies in my solar system. They ain't talking money. Let them moonwalk. If they phony, let them moonwalk.
I got a temple full of jewels. Women by the swimming pool. Chess games, win a few winners, we never lose. We call it life lessons, but God bless it. Check it,
let's get it better.
Ain't no ponies in my solar system. No fake homies in my solar system. Money never over, wisdom 750, new edition. All money legal, baby, no taxes, fuck the system. I give it to you how you want me. Only melanin can judge me. Sell with diesel, polar rubbies.
You see it, you see.
They
it.
Celebrate on small. Talk is cheap, time is cost, and place your bet. Life's an auction if they ain't money talking. Let them
moonwalk.
LFA, New York.
Get it, baby.
Ain't no Judas in my solar system. Cause I got shooters in my solar system. They ain't talking money. Let them moonwalk. If they phony, let them moonwalk. They ain't about it. Let them moonwalk. You got.
Oh, yeah.
Rubber band.
the struggle, yeah, you never see me run from it. All money legal, so you know it's fuck the government. My Beamer ride is smooth, just like the mother shit. You see we thuggin' with double G patterns. Call it quiet money fashion, rings with the rocks and satin. Winning is a passion. I'm talking mercury, your profit when you work with me. So I never work for free. They ain't talking money, let them moonwalk. If they phony, let them moonwalk. They ain't bout it, let them moonwalk. You got haters, let them moonwalk. No phonies in my solar system,
solar system.
No fake homies in my solar system,
solar system.
They ain't talking money, let them moonwalk. If they phony, let them moonwalk. I take what it's worth on this earth.
Nah, but one other notable thing that I had to mention, though, too, DJ Symphony reached out to me in 2012 as well. As just a producer, he provided me my first two mixtapes opportunity. I ain't asked no ifs, buts about it.
That's real.
Yo, I paid about necessarily $250, two mixtapes, $500, just to get on two major mixtapes. That's what really made my career as well.
Yeah, you got to invest in your craft, you know how it is.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I was like, shit, I got the radio game. Now I got the mixtape game behind my belt. Let me go ahead and utilize that to keep pushing, you know what I mean? Like I said, I've worked with artists like Missy Elliott, Hurricane Chris. I've worked with Murphy Lee. I've worked with City Spud. I've worked with Willie Taylor. I've worked with Rampage. The list goes just on and on and on how many major artists that I've ever featured on mixtape. Not only that, though, too. I recently featured the Wonder Bros. I featured Cash Out. I feature Young Buck. I featured a lot of cats on my Major Versus Indie Volume 2 tape that I recently dropped on Spinnerilla.
That's real.
Like,
grinding,
I added about a total of 20 industry names. I got a female artist with that did a joint with Shauna that's on there. The joint is called Robin, which is AC Style and Shauna. Then I also got Lucci V, which is part of the Bad Girls Club. She got a joint called Pass Out on there, which is one of our One Structure artists. You know what I mean? Like I said, I reached out to Cash Out. I reached out to Young Buck. Nothing about reaching out was hard. It's just how you go upon approaching it.
That's real. That's what it's all about, man. Network.
Reaching out takes 5 minutes at a time.
That's all about, man. If you had to give some advice to, you know, young DJs coming up, what would you tell them?
Man, you know what? Keep trying to elevate your craft and keep trying to push hard every day. There's no giving up in this business. It's either you're gonna fall, or you're gonna rise. Because, like I said, I'm only roughly about a year and a half into my career. I felt a lot of tough times. But you know what? I just kept grinding. You got to try to reach out to other DJs. You got to try to reach out to different artists. You know what I mean? You got to learn from the basics and then just keep pushing.
That's real. I like that right there.
Regardless from artist, producer, DJ, whatever, you got to keep rising. You got to keep, you know what I mean? There's going to be a lot of tough hurdles you're going to face. Everything's not going to be easy, but the only way you can make it easy, if you keep trying, if you fall one time, you can still get back up and keep pushing.
That's real, man. That's real,
and that's just the way it goes. You know what I mean? Everybody's going to fall regardless of what type of career you want to have.
Right.
Regardless if it's the music, and it's just the same thing like a brand. That brand's not going to grow right away. You might see a couple hurdles here and there, but if you keep pushing, you can overcome that adversity.
That's real. I like that right there, man. How do you feel the internet has changed the aspect of people?
Man, the internet changed a lot of things. It's all about, you know what I mean? Yo, the internet can provide so many opportunities, but that's how you just utilize it.
That's real. That's real right there, man. That's real. Where do you feel the future of hip hop is headed?
If senseless music come back, we can head right back in a good direction like we was for 10 years. But you know what I mean? A lot of the music now, it's not really senseless because it has no substance to it. Substance is what people could feel from the music because that music is supposed to be painting a picture. Like if you look at music back in the day, it was about real life struggles. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Certain things that could be surpassed that's not in today's music because everything's about popping mollies. It's all about a lot of stuff right now. That's not to where how this music industry is just overchanging from 10 years to now.
We need more meaningful music, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta have meaningful music, man, because you know me. Let's say a producer is taking hours or days to create a picture with his instrumental, then the artist needs to go rise with that picture.
Right.
I mean, if you look at Pac and Biggie, they was talking about their life. But now you got people talking about Molly's doing this, doing that, and it just there's no substance. There's decent music, and then there's just stuff that don't even make sense.
Don't make no sense. I know what you mean, man. Rap,
like, it make no
rap.
Sense. Man, I like that old school flow from, like, Salt and Pepper. You know what I mean? You got to look at the MC Shan, the KRS-One. You got to look at the Eazy-E. You know what I mean? You got to look at that era to where music has some type of substance to it. Like I said, I'm followed by Salt and Pepper, I'm followed by MC Hammer, I'm followed by, you know what I mean, Missy Elliott, which is one of the premier female artists in the game that really took originality to a whole new level.
Yeah.
She did what she had to do, you know what I mean? That's why she's received so many different awards. And what she did for the female game, they thought was impossible because really this game is a whole male dominant industry. I see female artists that work hard. I see female DJs that work hard. I don't look at them any different.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a lot of people would.
That's real, man. That is real, man. What do you feel the importance is of indie artists really working with DJ record pools right now in the state of this game right now?
Man, it's easy. You know what I mean? It's just how they take the proper approachment. Because there are record pools with numerous DJs throughout different demographics, and different demographics could feed off a different type of music. As far as the genre base itself. Meaning good music that could be good, that could be played somewhere else. If you was taking a Atlanta joint to another state, it may do well. It may do great. You know what I mean? It's just how everything is thought out.
Exactly.
Because if you look at the entire United States, there's DJs everywhere. Regardless if it's the radio, no matter what, if it's the mixtapes, events, different music will do well in different areas.
That's real.
Like I said, it's not hard. It's easy, but artists make it hard on themselves. Mm-hmm. Not only that, though, too, another thing that I got to really, really bring up, there's not a lot of originality within the independent game. They're taking famous songs that already made record sales, and then they want to try to use that to their advantage to gain fame. You can't do that now.
That's true.
What you mean? They try to do the song over, kind of the same?
But like basically, when Nicki Minaj had dropped the boy, looking at like a remix. Remember when she took that song? Everybody wanted to counterplay that song and start making diss tracks. They wanted to start making remixes.
Right.
Yo, you're not in the industry. You're independent. Remain solely original.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take somebody's song and then just remake it.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I don't honestly like that. And guess what? There's artists that send that stuff to me. I'm like, yo, if it ain't original, I'm not gonna listen to it. I want to hear your talent. I want to hear your talent as an artist, not somebody that, like I said, Nicki Minaj. She has well over a couple millions of damn followers. Well, I take a track that she did, and then they try to remake Danny Glover, which was. You know what I mean? They try to do that. I'm like, remember when Versace came out by Migos and Drake? How many people try to remake that one?
Yeah.
Too many people.
Guess what? When Kendrick Lamar came out with Control, everybody wanted to jump on that. Like, yo, you're not Kendrick Lamar and you're not Big Sean.
True.
Industry base, yeah, it's cool. But independent base, not really. They're just going to look at you like you're crazy. Like, yo, have some originality. At least get an original beat. Stop trying to use industry instrumentals.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try to make that part of their project. Words trying to, you know what I mean? Or people want to put it on iTunes or something. Like, yo, you can get in trouble for copyright infringement. Using somebody else's stuff.
That's true.
That's bad business. That's bad business. They should know better than that.
That's a lawsuit right there and a half that could cost millions of dollars in your career. Like, don't do that.
For real.
And you know, copyright infringement is something real big in this industry. You know how many people got lawsuits because of that stuff?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like I say, if you try to sell it, yo, you're in trouble. If you're not giving the original, if you have no copyrights to it, you have no type of letterhead explaining that you can use it, yo, you're in trouble. If a producer was to use a sample or something and they had no authorization to use it, they can get in trouble. Because with producers, there's certain producers that have, you know what I mean, different stuff that stand out about them that they use. It's all
right.
Different types. It's tags. It's all that other stuff that producers use. If you use that in something, you might just create your own sound.
Mm.
And I'm just touching both perspectives of the artist and the production itself. Me... Stay original. I know somebody's probably like, damn, did he really touch that food? Yeah, I had to. because it's a lot of stuff that I've been seeing. If I see it, I'm going to speak on it. If I see it, I'm going to speak on something.
Let them know.
Man, they need to know the facts before they can assume something.
Realer than that. Hip-hop
like,
Radio.
He's like, damn, yo, you really went there.
Yeah, let them know, man. This is what we do, man. Keep it real, man. We always have a lot of indie artists listening, so it's always good, you know, to have DJs, you know, come on and definitely give them the real, because it's very important stuff, you know, people need to know, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely appreciate y'all reaching out to me anyway to even set this interview up anyway. You know what I mean? Definitely a blessing and definitely an opportunity. You know what I mean? Like I said, I've done, I don't know how many interviews since I've been in the game, and it's just like, I got to get real touchy on a lot of different topics as far as just this independent game.
Mm-hmm. That's real. That is real, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, DJ Papito rocking with us. We're going to play some heat. Come back, chop it up. You know how we do.
Hey.
Coast Boy, baby. Baby.
Powerful music.
Check.
Man.
Young Ronaldo, Miller Convo, high with the sheep, Khalifa Kondo, watching Rondo, Boston George, born across with a closed cap, before they open doors, I pray for Mecca, flood my neck up, I hit a roar, let her go, see the doctors, how I get my checkup, tape is turning, pot burning, I don't hear them niggas talk, Death Squad, Eric Turner, EPMD, got EPs and D, cracks and flavors, totems, Mother Nation, shot to Harry, military, nigga mine with the military grind, that's necessary. That's my nigga Chink, icy watch your nigga blink. Throw the mink in the fire like my nigga Frank. Up an echelon doing shit you never own. Coke boy to my last breath.
Dodge penmanship, dodge sentences. Couldn't ride, got denied membership. Arnold Benedict, why businesses? Father center shit. Kick open them doors and bring your niggas in. Gene Citizen, front lawn like five dealerships. God feeling shit. Life's a puzzle, wise niggas died, try finish it. Died as a glorious king, most benevolent. Delegate the business with my fellowship. Queen's resident, never hesitant. Seems evident. DA couldn't build the case without the evidence. Shot work like a sensei. Duke Aprende, motion picture shit. Fuck around and win an Oscar. De La Rente, gain the world, then it's all yours. We stash money in the floorboards, numbers on them scoreboards. Plenty accolades, more wars. Made it out the slums when your closest nigga clap. No applause, cold boys till beyond. Sniggly air movements, young Vito Corleone.
Get your mind right, get your money right. We got DJ Papito rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Hey, shit, chillin' with y'all for a little bit. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. What new project you got coming out?
Right now,
yeah, I know
how that is. Right now, I will be, hopefully soon, I'm actually going to be releasing two more projects. That's off my Two Real Radio series. That's the home of the Two Real DJs. You know what I mean? Myself, Young Sean, DJ Boss Chick, DJ Tathati, DJ Overture, DJ Southwest, I mean, it's just our home station that I created, you know what I mean, for the team and all. But on my radio station, we do play independent artists. We do play mainstream artists. We hit all genres and everything. Two projects I got releasing will be Two World Radio in the Indie Takeover Volume 2 that's going to drop exclusively on Spinnerilla. Also, I got a Latin mixtape coming out. That's the True World Radio Latin Takeover Volume 1. You know what I mean? And then I'm working on the Volume 3 for my independent, you know what I mean, for my independent takeover right now.
That's what it is, man. You staying busy. You ain't playing.
Nah. Nah, you know what I mean? Not only that, you know what I mean? Just networking, you know what I mean? Just reaching out, making moves. That's it.
I like that, man. Let everybody know how they can get in contact with you. Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff.
And y'all want to check out my mixtapes, y'all can go ahead and go to Spinnerilla.com. Y'all can go ahead and type in DJ Papito. You know me, I got a couple mixtapes already on there. I got a Valentine's Day joint that's up there. I got the Major Versus Indie Volume 2 that's up there. I got the Indie Takeover Volume 1. I got the mixtape that I hosted by an artist named Truth and Realist that's on there. That's called the Road Alone mixtape that's on there. I even got my CEO of Team Gotta Hustle, King Ralph. He just dropped a joint called I Know You Watching. You know what I mean? Check that out on there. You know what I mean? Just follow me on Twitter at RealDJBapito730. 730 is the 730 dip, of course.
Nice.
Okay.
Not only that, though, too, like I said, I'm part of the Nerve DJs. I'm part of One Structure, 730 Dips and DJs. I'm part of a whole lot of things.
Oh, okay.
That's up.
I have a question. I was wondering, the state of female rappers in the industry, do you think is it possible for a female rapper to be as where Nicki Minaj is right now?
I was going to say, like, honestly, you know what I mean? With Nicki Minaj coming up as fast as she did,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? I think, yo, female rappers herself, they got the possibility to do it. It's just, you got to keep pushing. Everything is not going to take off overnight, but you could use different outlets just to build the brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you use the radio outlet, doing shows, doing, you know, being featured on different mixtapes. You know what I mean? If you build that exposure, the exposure is going to help them out. You know what I mean? I see female with talent, you know what I mean? They can elevate just like Nicki Minaj did. But, you know what I mean? Like we know, everything in the industry industry is not overnight.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't be like, oh, since I didn't make it, I'm just going to stop rapping. No, keep doing it. Keep pushing. Because there is no negativity about, you know what I mean? You can't talk negative about yourself. You know what I mean? But not only that, though, too, you got to have faith and you got to have belief in yourself. If you want something, go chase it. But along with that, though, too, have that business aspect. Approach everything on a professional level, and it's not gonna. And you know what I mean? It's not gonna be no issue. But like I said, female rappers can come up. But you know what I mean? I was surprised when I heard that Nicki Minaj did it. But you know what I mean? People could come up. Like I said, I came up in just a year and a half. If I did it. You know what I mean? Some people take 5 years. Some people take 10 years. It's, you know what I mean? It really all depends how bad you want it.
That's real, man.
If she did it in a few years, I did it in a year and a half. We know it's possible. It's just how you condone yourself and how much faith you have. And it's the same thing for DJs, producers, artists. Like, yo, you gotta keep pushing yourself hard every day. It's just not one day a week. You gotta push yourself 7 days a week. And at the same token, you still have time for everything else.
Right. That's what it is, man. You with Nerve DJ,
remember,
man,
honestly,
DJ Johnny O.
Yeah, I was actually tuned in. I was actually tuned in on that. But like I said, though, too, this is the funny part. Like I said, like I was just saying, like, yo, you got to keep elevating yourself. You just can't quit. There is no quit in this business. It's either you're going to fall or you're going to get right back up and keep moving.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. Definitely let indie artists know how they could, you know, get their music on your future projects, your future mixtapes coming out, what they got to do, you know?
Basically, with that being said, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm working on mixtapes all the time. You know what I mean? You want to get at me, you know what I mean? Do it right. But not only that, though, too, I do offer different packages. This is the thing, though. I tell the artist, you get a radio, little radio package for me, I'll go ahead and I'll put you on my mixtape. It's easy. You see that? It's not hard. It speaks for itself. You know what I mean? It's just how you go upon, like, yo, you know what I mean? Like I said, like, you see me, my radio station spinning hella music all the time. And I know you might have seen a lot of independent names.
Yeah.
You see, I do break records. Like, that's my job, so.
Definitely.
I tell artists, you know what I mean? I give artists a two-for-one opportunity. You get a radio, or you get a little promo pack, I'll put you on my mixtape. My mixtape is getting at least, matter of fact, my mixtape is getting anywhere between 10,000 views and 24 hours to more, and that's just hard work.
Real.
You know what I mean? That's just hard work. You know what I mean? I push my mixtapes. I push everything that I'm doing because I'm letting it be known. Like, yo, this is what I could do for you if you're willing to help yourself. If you're willing to help yourself, I'm ready to work. But not only that, though, too, like I said, a lot of artists nowadays, they don't want to invest into themselves. And then they wonder why nobody don't want to listen to their music.
They ain't putting up no money.
Yo, like I said, DJ Symphony offered me a mixtape on Waka Flocka versus Wiz Khalifa. He said I had to put up $250 if I wanted to be on it. I said, cool. What else do I got to do? I put up $250 without an issue.
Right.
Not like artists where they want to beat around the bush and try to expect something for free. Like, no, if I had to build my name, like, yo, this is the way you got to do it. There's nothing free about this industry.
Nothing.
Everything ain't going to be free. Another thing, though, too. If you see radio stations spinning independent music, why is it so hard to not send a link? Don't send a link. Just be like, how do I got to do this? Easy. Somebody's willing to respond back. And then they wonder why that they got a low fan base.
Because they ain't putting in the work.
You know what I mean? If you don't put in that footwork, guarantee you ain't getting nowhere. Have some, at least, sense of pride of trying. If you have no sense of pride, then, you know what I mean? Like what we say, a lot of people are not cut out for this industry. If you ain't willing to try, then you're not cut for this industry because this is a cutthroat game. We want to see who's going to work the hardest to make it to the top.
That's right.
A few dollars here and there don't hurt. Because if you ain't got a lot of budget, a budget's supposed to include your production, your studio time, your engineering, and what's next? An opportunity. If you want an opportunity, it's available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Simple. Simple, simple, simple shit. And how many radio stations are there? There's tons. How many DJs that do mixtape? Tons.
Whole bunch.
As a matter of fact, wait. There's club DJs on Twitter. There are mixtape DJs on Twitter. Easy.
Get out there and network.
Get out there in the street and, you know what I mean, visit these cities, visit these states where they got different DJs that might be doing an event at their club. That's the only way you're going to get yourself out there is proper branding and marketing. Without none of that, guess what? People's going to look at you like, yeah, they're just a dud.
Mm.
If you're not willing to work, people are willing to support you.
Couldn't say it no better, brother. Pleasure having you on the show, man. For real.
Alrighty.
That's what it is, man. Once again, give everybody your Twitter right quick so they can hit you up, you know?
Man, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at RealDJPapito730. That's R-E-A-L, DJPapito730. I'm accessible about 15 or 20 hours out the day. If you want to talk to me, talk to me. If you want to ask me about an opportunity, I'm willing to let you know what I got going on. If you want me to listen to your music, simply ask me for my email. I'll take my time to listen.
That's real. Don't get no realer than that. You know what I'm saying? Listen to everybody's music. That's love right there, you know?
Me, I like to, you know what I mean? I tell artists, instead of sending me a link, ask for my email. All links will
right.
be revoked on Twitter.
Right.
Because that's just one of my things. Because there's artists that hit me up, then they waste my time. My time is very precious to what I'm doing. If you see other artists promoting other artists, yeah, that's because they're part of a mixtape opportunity or they're being played on the radio.
Mm.
There's artists that deal with me that be like, yo, you need to get with him. This is what he got going on. Guess what? Because a 2-week project could easily turn into a month because artists just waste my time.
Mm. That's crazy, man. That's crazy, man.
Time management. Get your priorities right.
Get it right or put the mic down, one or the other. Get it right. Get it right.
Yeah, that's the only two options available. It's either you put it up or you put it down.
For real. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, DJ Papito rocking with us. Pleasure having you on the show, brother. Keep doing big things.
Alrighty, I'll definitely keep you posted on anything I got going on.
Definitely, man. That's what it is, man.
Alrighty, definitely, you know me, like I said, though, definitely appreciate the opportunity, even be condoning this interview. You know what I mean? So it's all good.
That's what it is, man. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. No problem at all.
That's what's up, man. That's
y'all definitely have a good one, though.
You already know. Same to you.
All right, thank you.
That's what it is. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. That was DJ Papito rocking with us. You know what's up next, the rundown, the hip-hop news, the global politics, the economics, all that good stuff. We're going to give it straight to you. We're going to play a little heat, and we're going to do what we do. Let's get it.
Then the stories wind up missing, tripping. This is different. I ain't the one now, homie, listen. Vicious. In the hospital, I'm gonna put you, you full of stitches. Faded. It ain't my type of game, but fuck it, I'll play it, slay it. Most of the cats blame the game, and I'll be the one to say it. Can't stand every single one of y'all. This real talk, I'll bring it to every last one of y'all. No love for them leeches. Always pop up when I'm smoking. On that potent. Never roll up nothing knowing. They got doing. They be holding, I be knowing. That ain't funny. That shit is grimy. No love. They gon' block her. Don't need no dots and shots. They gon' drop ya. Break you off real proper, partner. I'm left cause you ain't half the man your mama was. No love, I'm on some shit. Sometimes that's how I get. I can't stomach these niggas. They really make me sick. Shit, I used to love these niggas. Switch, I'm finna clap these niggas. No love for them haters. Fuck you now and later, mayor. Death become you. Please do me a favor, take ya, left her quiet. I'ma start up a riot, and when I finish, get back to the business, no love.
His predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation of the collapse of the
get it, baby. Hip-hop stock exchange radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's one of your favorite parts of the show, the rundown, the hip-hop news, the global politics, the economics, everything that's going on in the world. You know we build about it. Let's get straight to it. If you ain't got the browser open, open it up, www.hhse.biz, the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Let's get straight to it on the hip hop news. First up, Tyga drops more than $100,000 on his last King's clothing store out in LA. That's what I'm talking about, man. His brother right here doing big things. He definitely taking, you know, command of his career. Opening up, you know, a fashion line, the Last Kings. I'm pretty sure everybody's seen it. He got the hats, you know, the shirts, the hoodies. Last Kings fashion line. Now he got his own boutique store. You know, brother doing his thing, you know. He working, trying, you know. That's what it is, though. Good to see.
Yep, that's nice. Yeah, that's good for him. He's put on a clothing line that, you know, in case the music thing ain't gonna work out, he at least got the clothing line. So, because I was hearing rumors that he don't make a lot of money. So, I don't know. So, I think this is it's gonna benefit him.
Definitely, man. Definitely, I like the whole, you know, Egyptian New Age thing he got going on with his clothing line. It's cool, man. It's all right. It's something different. Something interesting. Let's see what happens. No, definitely. Next up. Hip-hop is a uniting force in Malaysia. Now, this is definitely powerful article right here. If y'all don't know, hip-hop is definitely a revolutionary tool all around the world, especially in third world countries. You know, Malaysia got a lot going on through civil wars, through a lot of different things, man. So just to see hip-hop being used to bring people together, young people together, it's a beautiful thing, man. That's what it's all about. Hip-hop.
That's really cool. Yeah, it's cool because you really don't get that much music in third world countries that much. Some people can't really afford it at all. So this is a really good tool and idea for hip-hop. And I hope it keeps expanding this way. Thank you for Eric, and you know, you can live through hip hop and become successful through it.
That's real, man. That is real. Next up, Ice-T talks about his new talk show. That's what I'm talking about, man. My brother Ice-T definitely doing big things. He's the only cat that could, you know, be a gangster and play a cop in TV show and pull it off, man. Ain't nobody else could pull off a gangster to a cop like Ice-T can. For real. That's my nigga. For real. He got a new talk show coming out. Should be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I always liked to do it when I was a kid. And I think it will be interesting. I mean, yeah, Cleveland Chiefs is doing her thing as a talk show host.
Right,
and Tyler Perry is also
right.
coming out also. So, I mean, this is a new – it's actually it's beneficial for him that he can make his own revenue, own money. He'll, you know, get to stay home sometimes. He really don't have to tour. And I think people are going to watch it because they're very interested in his life and his career and what he has to show. I mean, let's hope he don't end up like Search because, you know, Search didn't last long on his talk show. It was like a week, and then we haven't heard
from
him.
Yeah, what happened with that? Yeah, like what?
Yeah, it was like one week or two, and then it just disappeared. It really must have had a really bad rating. So I don't know what happened with that. But let's hope that his talk show don't end up being like that. So he really, if he's going to do this talk show, he should have really good producers and people who've been in the industry long enough that knows how to deal with the talk show side of things. Because not every time, you know, your personality, if it don't show well on television, then you're not going to have a good talk show. And I think Queen Latifah has proven she has a really good personality, and she put her hip-hop skills and all the other skills that she learned from into this talk show business. So let's hope it works out.
That's real, man. That is real. Should be good, man. Salute to Ice-T, veteran OG. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Next up, Nas talks about hip-hop and the Grammys. Now, it's an interesting article, Brother Nas is talking about how, you know, a lot of you know, good hip-hop artists, you know, good lyricists don't really get, you know, nominated for Grammys nowadays, man. For real, a lot of brothers have some good music. You know, Wale, J. Cole, the Nas. They don't really get that, you know, Grammy shine. But, you know, somebody like him definitely stand up and say something, man, because Nas has been in the game for over 20 years, so it's only right.
Yeah, I mean, the Grammys is known for their commercial success. And if anyone who gets the Grammy the Grammys don't usually go for what people really want in music. The Grammys always go for what anyone is making a commercial success. For example, Macklemore made huge splash in a couple of years, had a good album, whatever, but Wale had a number one album. Wale had a number one R&B song on the charts. Wale sold 100 grand, almost a million copies. His song Bad went platinum. He did exactly everything he did for that album. He promoted that album to death and ended up with nothing.
They didn't even nominate him. Yeah,
he didn't even get
nominated.
J. Cole only got one album, and he didn't even get nominated. So I think what was the best song of the whole year was for J. Cole was Crooked Smile. That was the best lyrical song I've heard in a long time. What is the Grammy looking for? He was nominated for the album, but not for the song. For the songs, he was nominated, but he didn't win. They're nominating the same old rappers, Jay-Z, Eminem, and it's getting ridiculous. I understand if you're going to give Kendrick Lamar. You didn't give even Kendrick Lamar, who also had a great year. Not even one, you know, Grammy. I mean, what the hell is the Grammys doing to hip-hop music and in general? First, you don't even put the Showcase Us on TV. You don't put the nominations on TV, and then you don't even put our music on TV. It's the same old people, the same old artists that's on there. And honestly, if Nas should continue to complain about this, and we need to fight this because this is getting ridiculous. There are better artists out there that have put their stamp on there, and they're not recognizing it. It's got to stop.
That's real, man. They need a new Grammy panel. That's what they need.
Yeah, they need, they need to change that Grammy panel. That Grammy panel needs to consist of hip-hop artists that have been or writers that have been in the industry for as long as they have, and they need to get back, you know, they need to bring us back, bring them to that point. Because until then, we're going to have the same old stuff every time, the same old country singer going to get the same old award, or we're not going to get recognized. You know, you're not going to hear Jay-Z going to win Album of the Year until that panel gets changed. That has to stop.
That's real. That is real. Now on the business news, first up, minimum wage vote is delayed in the U.S. Senate. This big right here, man. They're trying to bump the minimum wage from, I think it's around $8.50 to $10, you know, nationwide pretty much. This should be interesting, man. I mean, it's about time. I mean, inflation been eating up people's paychecks. Bad enough minimum wage, you can't really get by on that at all, especially in major cities. You're done out here if you're on minimum wage, man. But $10 an hour of minimum wage, that's a little boost. That's a little, you know, helping out the people, a little something, you know.
Yeah, that will a little something will benefit. I mean, $10 an hour is like almost $500 check. So it's going to help people a little bit more, you know. Like some places like in New York, it might help you a little bit more. And able to pay the rent and able to pay the bills. And I think they should go through with this because, I mean, we seriously need it. This will get a lot of people off of welfare, honestly. And
yeah, I mean, New York, you know, they bumped the minimum wage up in New York, whatever. Instead of getting a weekly Metro card, you can get a monthly one now. You know what I mean? I mean, hey, you know.
Yes.
Good luck. Something, though. So, hey, the U.S. Senate needs to stop playing and just, you know, pass the law already. Right? Real. Next up, the First Lady wants to ban junk food ads in schools. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Miss Obama wants to ban junk food ads. That's powerful, man, because too many little kids in school eating all the Hostess cakes and all the Kool-Aid and Coca-Cola. They'd stop it.
Mm-hmm.
They change their diets, man. You got kids getting diabetes at the age of 14.
That's
getting crazy out here. Crazy.
Yes.
Somebody has to.
That is crazy. I mean, that's a nice good step to put that, because I know when I was in school, I didn't have that. Shoot. I had no vegetables on the wall, and a carrot is good for you with a juice instead of a diet of soda. And I didn't have that. So this would be a great tool. Also, I honestly think they should, instead of, you know, just doing that, they need to start educating especially low-income families with this issue, to teach them that, to find, like, bring, like, make a little program for people to go out to people's homes and talk to the family on how to properly eat food, how to cook it, how to prepare it, how to eat what's right, what's wrong, give them little educational tools, little programs, because some low-income families are going to go to that corner store with their food stamps and still buy the ham hocks and the bacon and the eggs and still cook it for the family and give them as breakfast or lunch, dinner. So they need to start doing that, basically. Find little people who are dietitians mostly should go to homes, send out flyers and teaching people how to feed their family right. And little by little, things will change.
That's right. Put the diabetes juice down. Drink some water, kids, all right? No
drink
more
some
soda.
Water. Water was
right?
Not going to kill you. 8 glasses
just
a day
say no
is
to
the
Kool-Aid,
best thing ever.
All right?
Jesus, oh, Kool-Aid is nasty.
No more Hostess cakes, okay? Eat some
somewhere,
fruit.
I'm still going to take... I mean, a little piece of tasty cake ain't going to hurt nobody. But not like every 5 seconds you got to have a tasty cake.
For real. Put the grape now, ladies, down and buy some grapes. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Sound. Next up, Mexican most wanted drug kingpin El Capo is captured. Now, that's a big article. This guy's been wanted for over 10 years. He was jailed in 2001. He escaped jail down there in Mexico. They actually caught him sitting on his beach house resort. They caught him. Biggest drug dealer in the world. El Chapo. They got him. El Chapo gone, people.
Yes. Well, I mean, Mexico. Yes, Mexico. Mexico is like a war zone down there.
Yes.
Not just
yes.
in Mexico, but in South America, too. That the drug thing is ridiculous. It's not even safe. I mean, I remember a time when kids go to summer break in Mexico. It's not safe to go to Mexico anymore because of this drug lord thing and how serious that it's become. It's become crazy. And for capturing this man, what's this hope? It lowers that drug rate down, you know. But there will be always one person out there in Mexico that's going to take over for him. So, you know, what's this hope? This his arrest. Calm things down in Mexico so I can go to Cancun.
So you go to Cancun, right? El Chapo going. You go to Cancun now, right? That's
yes.
how that works. All
yes.
right. Chapo gone. Go to Cancun without getting kidnapped now. It's all right.
You know what I mean?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. For real. It's all right. Somebody's heroin price is going to go up in a minute. They got El Chapo. Price of the work going up. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. Everybody definitely check out the Futures Exchange page. Got the hottest videos of your favorite artists on there. Of course, salute to my man DJ Papito for rocking with us. Definitely salute to all the listeners that show us love every week, all the indie artists that rock with us every week, all the sponsors that rock with us every week. That's what we do, man. We're here every Wednesday. You know it. And we gonna finish the show off with some heat. A lot of new mixtapes dropped. Red Cafe mixtape drop. You heard JR Ryder mixtape drop. He played a little earlier. A lot of good music out there, man. That's what it is, man. Let's get straight to it to finish off the show. Till next Wednesday. Gonna see y'all when we see y'all. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Let's get it.
The LA Leakers, baby.
Make sure you download that Red Cafe music app on your smartphone too. This that American Psycho too.
Now you know I got patience. Be my night nurse, I'm the patient. I just need a little medication. If you make a juice, I won't waste it. I mean that. Kick back, open up the sunroof. Feel the cool breeze, mic check 1, 2. Hold off, finna drink away the pain. I'm high and I need to be entertained. You fucking with a winner, I ain't with the game. No traffic, I'm in my own lane. Shake down, dirty red queen law. What up?
Strap top gun, Tom Cruise. 10 chicks in the car, that's a carpool. Left bad boy, I'm doing what I want to. Roll on, smoke one if you want to. I'ma put you niggas on what I'm on to. New shit, watch this. Fly shit, high life, toxic, my shit. What else? Team winning, no use for the cheat code. I'm a G, loyal to the G code. Fired up, take a ride up. Let the chicks know I got stacks for the freak show. High championship post to look. Checking numbers, yeah, check the books. Floridian girl, California dreams. New York hustle, I lit a hustle off.
Let's take a walk down the memory. Puffin' on the air while my niggas hit the Hennessy. Niggas claim we friends, but really ain't a friend of me. Try and hit my top in a drop like Kennedy. They just in the headshots, try and make their leg pop. I'm between his girl legs, try and make a bed rock. Plus they see me floss when I pull up at that red spot. Dad's got the game all locked like a dreadlock. Real tight, try and feed the fan with a meal weight. Cause I remember nights when I had to hold that seal tight. Just to get a dollar, hustle for a buck. Now I'm swimming in the money and I'm thinking this is luck. Tell me what it is, cause I just can't get enough of this feeling that I'm feeling, and it's feeling like a rush. Hush, this is deep for society. Devil want my soul, demons try and keep their eye on me.
I move with the all seeing, y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking kundalini higher than a deity. This shit ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me. I move with the all seeing, y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking kundalini higher than a deity. This shit ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
I'm like the ladies with the stars. Immaculate conception, Brady with the yards, no interceptions. Audibles on call for murder weapons. Awards of foreign cars off of time invested. A mill well respected. Holy Grail, that's white Hennessy. Rolling up Kundalini, that's that Saudi. 36 ounces, all for my faculty. New York minute, gotta think rapidly. Planets in my solar system, holy gas for me. I could do a libation, ass spirit trap for me. I live non-fiction, yeah, report the facts for me. Time is my currency, yeah, fuck your salary. Racks of the Freemasons, pimps the Matrix. So blatant, I track money, don't chase it. Birthstones floating all in my bracelet. Beam of floating, we the chosen, moving in a spaceship.
I move with the all-seeing, y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking kundalini higher than a deity. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me. I move with the all-seeing, y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking kundalini higher than a deity. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak.
All my lead. Let's get it, play.